It's frustrating when crows get into the garbage and raid the garden. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A scarecrow may spook the birds initially, but you've got to do more to keep them away as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
I love birds, but crows are a nuisance, and while they do eat cutworms and grasshoppers, most people probably agree with me. Ron Johnson is an emeritus professor at Clemson University. He says crows are smart and not easily frightened unless there's something that moves and is unpredictable, but noisemakers, pyrotechnics, or even high water pressure can scare them away. Johnson says one of his favorite solutions is Mylar tape.
Twist it just a tiny bit and attach it at two ends. And if you could make one side bright color, maybe silver, and the other side a bright red or something, it reflects light. And when the wind blows, it wiggles back and forth and reflects light. And it sometimes might hum with the wind. Those things are unpredictable, the way the light reflects, and it's scary.
If you have a hard time scaring away crows, try denying them their target. That would include covering a small garden or tree with bird netting. Crows love sweet corn, so when you see the silk turning brown, grab some paper cups or plastic bags and cover the tops of the ears.
They will perch on the side of the corn plant or the ear and take their beak and pull from the top of the ear in little strips that exposes the grain, and they eat the grain. That damages usually the top part of that corn ear. And if you put a covering over it, like a little paper cup or a bag, that prevents their access, makes it more difficult or inaccessible, and the bird won't bother it.
It's worth noting that crows are a protected species under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Any plan for lethal control may require the right permits from state and federal agencies. Find more tips to keep the crows away at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.